She was a pioneering journalist and television personality who made significant contributions to the field of media. Throughout her career, she broke through barriers and paved the way for other women in a male-dominated industry. This is the story of Barbara Walters.
Their contributions made the world a better place. This is Women Who Made a Difference.
America lost a news legend at the end of 2022 with the death of Barbara Walters. She was born in 1929 in Boston, and she began her career at NBC as a writer and a researcher in the early 1950s. Through hard work and tenacity in the early years of her career, Barbara Walters rose through the ranks, eventually appearing on a number of television programs, including The Today Show, the ABC Evening News, 2020, and The View. Her contributions to The Today Show with women's human interest stories in the early 1970s led to her being named co-host of the program in 1974. 2 short years later, she made history in becoming the first woman to co-anchor an evening newscast on a major network. In 1976, she was paired up with Harry Reasoner, 6 years after he'd been lured away from CBS to anchor the evening news. And Harry Reasoner resented having to have an on-air partner. According to all accounts, the relationship between Harry and Barbara was tense. Walters would later say that Reasoner's unhappiness was nothing personal towards her, just that he was unhappy at ABC. In 1978, he returned to CBS. Throughout her 65-year career in journalism, Barbara Walters interviewed a wide range of notable figures, including world leaders, celebrities, and newsmakers. She interviewed every president of the United States from Richard Nixon to Barack Obama. She was known for her tough yet fair approach to journalism and for her ability to draw out revealing and candid interviews. Some called her style personality journalism, and she was known for getting many big scoop interviews. Her sit-down interviews included powerful politicians and world leaders, including the Shah of Iran, Boris Yeltsin, Vladimir Putin, Fidel Castro, Jiang Zemin, Margaret Thatcher, Indira Gandhi, Libya's Colonel Gaddafi, and the kings of both Saudi Arabia and Jordan. One of the most controversial of these was her spending 2 days with Cuban President Fidel Castro. Now, the interview she had with him showcased the dictator's freewheeling personality. Some even came away considering him charming, but Barbara Walters didn't fall under the spell of his charming words. She famously confronted him on the lack of freedoms in Cuba, saying, "You allow no dissent, your newspapers, radio, television, and motion pictures are under state control." To that, Fidel Castro replied, "Barbara, our concept of freedom of the press is not yours. If you asked us if a newspaper could appear here against socialism, I can honestly say no, it cannot appear. This would not be allowed by the party, the government, or the people." He concluded by saying, "In that sense, we do not have the freedom of the press that you possess in the U.S., and we are very satisfied about that." Now, Barbara Walters didn't just interview politicians and power brokers. She also scored scoop interviews with Michael Jackson, Katharine Hepburn, and Sir Laurence Olivier. And her 1999 interview with Monica Lewinsky was seen by 74 million viewers, the highest ratings ever for a news program. In that interview, she famously asked Lewinsky what she would tell her children about the sex scandal with Bill Clinton. She replied that she would say, "Mommy made a big mistake." With that, Barbara Walters turned to the camera and concluded the interview by saying, "That is the understatement of the year." The next year, while interviewing pop sensation Ricky Martin on his sexuality, he refused to confirm that he was gay, and years later, he said he felt violated by Barbara Walters continuously pushing the question in the interview. Walters would later say she regretted pushing him on the issue before he was ready to come out. One of Barbara Walters' most famous roles was as a longtime host of the ABC News magazine 2020, which she co-hosted with Hugh Downs for two decades. After he stepped down in 1999, Barbara continued on for another 5 years before ending her 25-year run as host of 2020 in 2004. In addition to her work as a journalist, Barbara Walters was also a successful television producer. She co-created and co-hosted the long-running talk show The View, which became a staple of daytime television and has now been on the air for more than a quarter century. The original lineup of The View, when it debuted in 1997, was Barbara Walters, Meredith Vieira, Star Jones, and Joy Behar. More than 25 years later, only Joy Behar remains on the show. Walters appeared as a host until the year 2014. Throughout her multi-decade career, Barbara Walters received numerous awards and accolades for her work. She was inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 1989 and was the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Daytime Emmy Awards in 2003. She was also awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The old phrase that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery was brought to reality by comedian Gilda Radner when she parodied Walters on Saturday Night Live in the late 1970s, calling herself Baba Wawa in numerous skits over the course of several seasons. With her entry into the television industry in the early 1950s, until the time she retired just a few years ago, Barbara Walters spent 65 years in the industry, breaking boundaries, and in some cases, making men in the news business uncomfortable. Sadly, after many years of health problems, Barbara Walters died on December 30th, 2022, at 93 years old. Her legacy as a pioneering woman in media is undeniable, and that legacy will continue to inspire and influence women in the decades to come. Barbara Walters was a woman who made a difference.